Missing the Mountains. Clara had grown much more cheerful. She no longer found time hang heavy during the lesson hours, for Heidi was continually making a diversion of some kind or other. She jumbled all her letters up together and seemed quite unable to learn them. And when the tutor tried to draw her attention to their different shapes and to help her by showing her that this was like a little horn, or that like a bird's bill, she would suddenly exclaim in a joyful voice, "That is a goat! That is a bird of prey!" For the tutor's descriptions suggested all kinds of pictures to her mind, but left her still incapable of the alphabet. In the later afternoons, Heidi always sat with Clara, and then she would give the latter many and long descriptions of the mountain and of her life upon it. And the burning longing to return would become so overpowering that she always finished with the words, "Now I must go home. Tomorrow I must really go." After dinner, Heidi had to sit alone in her room for a couple of hours, for she understood now that she might not run about outside at Frankfurt as she did on the mountain, and so she did not attempt it. So Heidi had plenty of time from day to day to sit and picture how everything at home was now turning green, and how the yellow flowers were shining in the sun, and how all around lay bright in the warm sunshine, the snow and the rocks, and the whole wide valley. And Heidi at times could hardly contain herself for the longing to be back home again. And Dieter had told her that she could go home whenever she liked. So it came about one day that Heidi felt she could not bear it any longer, and in haste she put on her straw hat and went downstairs. But just as she reached the hall door, she met Fräulein Rottenmeier herself, just returning from a walk, which put a stop to Heidi's journey. Fräulein Rottenmeier stood still a moment, looking at her from top to toe in blank astonishment. Then she broke out, "What have you dressed yourself like that for? What do you mean by this? Have I not strictly forbidden you to go running about in the streets?"
"I was not going to run about. I was going home," said Heidi, frightened.
Then Heidi's feelings got the better of her, and she poured forth her trouble.
"Indeed, I only want to go home, for if I stay so long away, Snowflake will begin crying again, and Grandmother is waiting for me. And I can never see how the sun says good night to the mountains. And if the great bird were to fly over Frankfurt, he would croak louder than ever about people huddling all together and teaching each other bad things and not going to live up on the rocks where it is so much better."
From Heidi by Johanna Spyri, translated from German by Mabel Abbott.